It's been 10 years since equity markets bottomed after the global financial crisis in 2009. That means that the post-crisis bull market is 120 months old. This has triggered some worry that it's run for too long. So where to next? We're joined on the line by Chief Investment Strategist from Old Mutual Multi-Managers, Dave Moore, for some of his analysis. Dave, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So like I say, 10 years since global equity markets bottomed, and the question on everyone's minds right now is, can this momentum be sustained? What have you managed to extrapolate from the trend that has arisen?
Well, I think, first of all, when we look at the length of the bull market, I think a lot of people are worried because 10 years is a long period. However, if we take into account the huge fall that we had at the time of the crash, and the fact that it took us 4 years to get back to the previous peak levels, and that's for the index, this bull market is only about 6 years in its making, and we do believe that it probably still has more legs in it looking into the future.
Okay, so more legs, but we did have a bit of a scare a couple of weeks ago with inverted yields suggesting a U.S. recession potentially on the cards, and that's seeing markets pulling back a little bit. Are, you know, current valuations warranted in the kind of volatile and tepid macroeconomic environment we're seeing right now?
Well, I think, first of all, if we look back over the last 10 years and the last 6 years, we've had a number of significant corrections. So, you know, bull markets don't run in a straight line. So I think we will find those corrections from time to time. If we look through it, we believe that there are a few key things you need to look at. Will the global economy keep on growing? Particularly, will the U.S. keep on growing? If that's the case, companies should have the ability to increase their profits. And as we know, that's the underlying fundamental for equity markets over time. However, what is also extremely important is the current price that you're paying. And our analysis would show that the current price one's paying is probably not over the top. In the U.S., it's a little bit above sort of the long-term average you would pay for equity markets. But for the rest of the world, it would be average to even below average prices that one would be paying. So from that perspective, you know, one should get a continued recovery. But as you mentioned, the yield curve in the U.S. did invert for a very short period. The yield curve inverting, that's when long-term interest rates fall below your short-term interest rates, have in the past often indicated that there's a U.S. recession on its way. However, that inversion must last for more than 3 months historically to give a good signal. So I think the jury is still out on that one. But if we look at the U.S. economy and we look at the typical symptoms that normally develop at the end of a long economic cycle that would lead to a recession, we find them absent at the moment.
With that being the case, Dave, and, you know, us having taken a very U.S.-centric approach or view on this up to this point, I want to shift focus very quickly to other major markets, because for the most part, and you alluded to it in one of your answers, you know, you've mentioned them limping along. So do investors start shifting their attention to other markets that present more viable returns within this current economic climate simply because they haven't run as hard? And, you know, how are you viewing the JSE's positioning within that?
Well, certainly if we look outside of the U.S. Equity markets, a lot of them have not recovered back to their pre-global financial crisis peaks. So from that point of view, one would argue that they must be offering probably better value than the U.S., where the returns have been much better. Having said that, economic growth in the U.S. is still quite solid, has been better than in most of the other developed markets, certainly Europe, plus the fact that if you look at your world-class companies, a lot of them are U.S.-based. So from that point of view, I would not ignore the U.S., but there's certainly value developing elsewhere as well, provided that we can see continued growth in the rest of the world. Coming back to South Africa, I mean, we've got a bit of a funny market in the sense that we've got the commodity producers. They seem to be doing well. If there's continued growth in the world, commodity prices should be supported. They're not historically very high. So that should give you some upside. Our global consumer companies on the JSE have suffered a lot over the last little while. If you think of what's happened to British American Tobacco, Richemont is still struggling and around about 100 rand, even slightly below that. Those companies do seem to have potential to deliver reasonable returns, looking into the future.
Absolutely.
And then the question is obviously, what about South Africa, the local, domestic SA Inc. shares? There one is hoping that there'll be some turnaround in the local economy that would support those shares.
Well, let's leave it there. Dave, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Dave Moore is with Old Mutual Multi-Managers. So that-